Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a special day here in the United States as we celebrate the life of the great civil rights leader, a life that was taken out way too early, but a life that still has meaning to us today. And I know a lot of people look to this day, and it symbolizes hope, it symbolizes opportunity, it symbolizes freedom. And that's things we all want to celebrate as we remember the special life of Martin Luther King Jr. If you would like to weigh in on the significance of today, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742 is the number. You know, you go to social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's any of the other platforms that are available on, and on today, you see so many quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. One of my favorites that I saw today was this: "Use me, God, show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself." Boy, what great words that can really inspire us and help us to see just beyond our own personhood, just beyond our own needs, wants, and desires, and to help us see that we can be a part of truly something bigger than ourselves. And that's the story of the gospel, isn't it? That's the story of the good news. All of us, when we come to Christ Jesus, we're saved individually. I had a problem individually. I was a sinner. I was dead spiritually. I was lost. I was in darkness. I was all of those things. And there was no way for me to work myself out of that situation. There was no way that I could do anything that would move me from spiritual death to spiritual life. So God sent Jesus on my behalf, and God saved me through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And I was raised to walk in the newness of life. That's the good news, and that's what happened to me individually, and that's what happened to you individually as well. The day you believe the good news concerning Christ Jesus, the day that you spoke, confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord because you believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead. So that was an individual transaction between God and you. God, by his grace, saving you through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, that's not all that happened that particular moment in time. God added you to the body of Christ. So now you truly are a part of something bigger than yourself. You are a member of the body of Christ and a fellow member with every other believer on planet Earth and every other believer that's ever lived. So there is a vital, deep spiritual connection that we have one with another in the body of Christ. And so we're a part of something bigger than ourselves. And so we use our gifts, those gifts that God's Spirit gives us, so that we can benefit others, so that we can build up others, so that the body of Christ at large can carry out its mission, its purpose, its function here on planet Earth. So this is a really powerful quote by Martin Luther King Jr., and it reminds me of just what God did in taking us out of Adam and placing us into Christ Jesus, allowing us to be members of the body of Christ. The other thing that I think is important for us to think about on a day like today is equality, human equality. And I just want to read this passage out of the book of Matthew. It is the death of Jesus Christ. It's taken from Matthew 27, and it says, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, 'This man is calling Elijah.' And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on the reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other says, 'Wait, Jesus, see whether Elijah will come to save him.' And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, 'Truly, this was the Son of God.'" So why is this important to read on a day like today as we think about Martin Luther King Jr.? Because there is only one place where we find equality among all human beings, and that is at the foot of the cross, where the Son of God bled and died so that we could have eternal life. John wrote this at the very end of his gospel account. He said, "I write these things," and there were so many more that he could have penned, that he could have put to paper, but he said, "The things that I did write were for this purpose, so that you would know that Jesus truly is the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So God has sent Jesus into the world. He so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. God offers that life through Jesus Christ to all who will receive him. Jesus took the sins of the world, everyone's sins, upon himself. He bore our sins in his body. He died, and that death, it was signaled by incredible things, a curtain tearing in the temple, an earthquake, and people coming out of their graves, neon signs saying, "Hey, this is important. This event is the most important event in human history. This event can bring salvation to anyone who will receive it in the name of Jesus Christ." Martin Luther King wanted us to all be treated equally. We see that equal treatment at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, where he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. 844-322-2742 is the number. We would love for you to jump on today and ask a question. If you have a question about a biblical passage, we would love to look at that with you and give you some answers based on the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you have a problem situation, something that you're dealing with in your life, and you want some hope, some help, some encouragement, go ahead and pick up that phone and dial right now. It's toll-free here in the United States and Canada, 844-322-2742. Or if you have something that you want to share about Martin Luther King Jr. in this special day we're celebrating, we would love to hear from you on that as well. Again, the number 844-322-2742. Well, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We certainly rely on gifts from friends and listeners all across this country to help bring this program to you each and every day. We would love for you, if you haven't partnered with us yet, to do so today, to go to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click the donate button and come join us. Be a part of what God is doing through this outreach known as Basic Gospel. And we have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands. It is this 30-day devotional on Jesus. So it looks at 30 different passages out of the New Testament and the Old Testament on the person of Jesus Christ, exactly what he claimed about himself, what the apostles said about him, what the prophets of old said about Jesus. And this is one of those studies that is transformational. It really will bring a lot of liberty to your life, a lot of freedom, a lot of hope, and some deep encouragement as you come to grow in your knowledge of Christ Jesus and recognize the one in whom you are trusting, not only for your salvation, but for everyday living. So again, come be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. Go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, and while you're there, be sure and request your copy of Jesus, a 30-day devotional. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Again, the number 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Go ahead and call right now. We would love to hear from you on today's edition of Basic Gospel. We had this question that came into us last week from Jeremy, and Jeremy is asking about a little book in the very back of the Bible, the end of the Bible, Jude, and he's asking about verse 14. This only has one chapter in it, and he's specifically interested in verse 14. And it says this, Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones. So he's asking, what in the world does this mean? It's a passage that stumps us. He wants an explanation. So what is Jude talking about? What is the message that he is giving to us in this particular passage? Well, Jude is a book about false teachers. It's a judgment on false teachers. So Jude originally wanted to pen this letter to be an encouragement to believers. He said, I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, but I find it necessary or found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of God into sensuality and deny our only master and the Lord Jesus Christ. So there are false prophets that have been infiltrating the church since the very beginning of the church after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. There's always been a warning about false prophets and about their impending judgment at the second coming of Christ Jesus. And so that's what Jude is talking about when he brings up Enoch. He says it was about these that Enoch, so who is he talking about? It is about these false prophets who have crept in unnoticed, who have perverted the grace of God, and who are denying our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. That's who this reference is talking about, these false prophets. Now, it's about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, behold, the Lord came with ten thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way. So, who is he talking about? He's talking about these folks that have crept in unnoticed, who've perverted the grace of God, who deny our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. So these folks aren't saved. They're lost. They're false prophets. But they're trying to cause trouble. They're trying to make a mess of things as far as the church is concerned. So we, as true believers, as folks who have truly been born again, need to be aware that folks may come in with this as their agenda. But God has something for them in the end, and it's called judgment. Now, this particular passage that says, behold, the Lord came with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment, we're not going to find that attributed to Enoch as far as the word of God is concerned. His story is given to us in Genesis chapter 5. We read this passage about and Enoch was, and then he was no more. He walked with God. He enjoyed fellowship with God. He enjoyed a vibrant relationship with God. And then one day he was gone. And so we assume that he was just taken up to heaven to be with the Lord forever. So that's what happened as far as Enoch was concerned. Now, there are some other writings that are attributed to Enoch, and folks believe that this particular quote out of the book of Jude comes from one of those writings. But it's consistent with what the Word of God has to say, that judgment is coming. Jesus said that he came to baptize people in the Holy Spirit and with fire. Well, the Holy Spirit is to give life to those who receive Jesus Christ, who humbly receive his death, burial, and resurrection on their behalf. They are made alive together with Christ. They are added to the body of Christ. And then with fire, that talks about judgment. So one day Jesus is going to come back and he is going to execute judgment. And those folks whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they are going to experience the second death, eternally dead spiritually. And that's what he's saying here, and that's what this reference is all about. So I hope that is helpful to you, Jeremy. We certainly appreciate you writing to us and asking this particular question. Well, this is Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. That's the number. Go ahead and dial that, and we would love to take your question on this edition of Basic Gospel. Jessica writes to us from Camarillo, California, and she has this question. She says, I absolutely love the new covenant, Jesus honoring, liberating ministry that you are. Thanks for not swerving from the basic but profound gospel I heard at the beginning. I believe that once you receive Jesus, you were born of the Spirit, sealed with his Spirit, united with Jesus in your spirit, and never forsaken by his Spirit. Well, she believes correctly. Why? Because that's what the Word of God teaches us, that we're born again of the Spirit, we're made new, the Spirit comes to live inside of us, we're sealed forever, we're united with Jesus, we've become one in spirit with him, with the promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So that's the clear teaching of the Word of God. So she says, I believe that every believer has received this anointing, and there is no such thing as believers getting a second blessing or a double portion. And so she's referencing a teaching that says this, that you receive Jesus, and then a subsequent event, you receive the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, that is accompanied by signs, and usually the sign of the gift of speaking in tongues. But the Word of God doesn't teach that. Why? Because it undercuts the doctrine of the Trinity, that God is one. He's manifested in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. But those three make up the Godhead, just one God, all same nature, all same essence, one in being. And so when we receive Jesus, we receive God the Father, we receive Jesus the Son, we receive God the Holy Spirit. We receive the fullness of the Godhead when we receive Jesus Christ. So to believe that you receive Jesus one day and the Holy Spirit another day is undercutting the doctrine of the Trinity. So when we receive Jesus, when Jesus comes to live in us by his Holy Spirit, we receive the fullness of the Godhead living in us. So here's the question. If we can't get more of his Holy Spirit, why then does Paul pray for the saints? that in Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of him. Or in Philippians, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Well, we receive the Spirit. Well, the Spirit just doesn't come and take up residence and, you know, naps all day and, you know, reads books and those sort of things. No, the Holy Spirit is actively at work in us. The Holy Spirit is doing all sorts of things in and through us. So he's renewing our minds, aligning this thinking machine up here to the truth of God's word. He is dealing with the attitudes of our hearts, again, aligning those attitudes with Christ attitudes. For example, in the book of Philippians, he said, have this same attitude that was in Christ Jesus, that he humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of death. So he's working that humility inside of us. So the Holy Spirit is actively engaged in our lives. And so he's going to be actively engaged in giving us a wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him. So the Holy Spirit is going to constantly be taking the things of the Lord Jesus and expanding that knowledge of the Lord Jesus that we have. So we grow in grace and we grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Well, that's the direct result of the Spirit's work in us. Paul said, I know that through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus, that this will turn out for his deliverance. Again, he was trusting the Spirit of God to work all things together for good. Well, that's what God does through his Spirit. So this isn't saying that we're getting a second portion of the Spirit or anything like that. It's just identifying some things that the Spirit does at work in us. It just is identifying the fact that he is active in our lives. So, Jessica, I hope that is helpful to you. And we have this final question from Manny. When I think about all that God teaches me, Jesus is the example. So I have no trouble seeing God as a good giver. My question, is there any scripture that addresses God being a good receiver? Is that why I have a hard time receiving the things from God? Because I have a hard time seeing him as a receiver. The passage I think about is Acts 20:35. Well, a couple of passages that I think about as far as God being a receiver, one out of the book of Hebrews, where it talks about offering up the sacrifice of praise to God. So he receives those sacrifices of praise. Why? Because he knows they come from a heart that's been genuinely transformed by the work of God's Spirit, that has been genuinely transformed by the grace of God. Also, in the book of Peter, it says that we have been taken out of darkness and placed into his marvelous light so that we may proclaim the excellencies of him. And so, again, those are praises that God receives. Why? Because they're based on the truth of who he is and what he's accomplished for us in the work of Jesus Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection. So, Manny, hope that is helpful. Thanks for that question. Keep listening, and if you have other questions, feel free to send that to us via email. Anyone can do that. The address is bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. Or you can call this number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Off hours, you can leave your question, and we'll get to it on the air. Again, thank you for being with us on today's edition of Basic Gospel, a very special day as we celebrate the life of Martin Luther King, Jr. Well, again, Basic Gospel is listener supported. We need your help. We need your support. We need your partnership to help advance the gospel through the airwaves of Basic Gospel. And we have a wonderful resource we want to put in your hands this month. It is a 30-day devotional, a wonderful devotional to start your 2021. It is Jesus, a 30-day devotional. Get yours by going to basicgospel.net and clicking the donate button. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.